Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. The city of Rock Island plans to set up a gunshot detection system in a 1 square mile area of the city. The city council last night approved the police department's proposal for a 1-year pilot program using Raven devices manufactured by the surveillance company Flock. That company also operates cameras and license plate readers in the Quad Cities. Police Chief Tim McLeod told the council the so-called shot spotters will reduce the department's dependence on residents reporting gunfire and also increase the accuracy of their response.
Which is why I kind of determine really the efficiency of this program and just determine whether or not it is going to help us make the area Rock Island safer.
The pilot program will be paid for by a $27,000 U.S. Department of Justice grant. John Deere is calling back 41 workers to its Davenport and Dubuque facilities in Iowa. The Moline-based manufacturer announced on Monday that the 21 employees will return to work at its Davenport works, and the other 20 will be back on the job in Dubuque. 8 employees will also return to the Coffeyville works in Kansas. According to John Deere, 324 employees have been brought back to work since January after previous layoffs. In a press release, the company says the callbacks reflect the improving market conditions and increased production demand, specifically in its construction, forestry, and drivetrain component operations. In Iowa, a bill that aims to expand access to subacute mental health care is on its way to the governor's desk. It removes the 10-day time limit on care that's one step below hospitalization, among other changes. But the bill was scaled back from the original proposal that would have removed insurance pre-authorization requirements for subacute care. Mental health advocate Mary Neubauer says the bill that passed on Monday is a positive step, but she preferred an earlier version.
The longer that it takes for an insurance company or a managed care organization to make a decision about whether someone should receive care, the harder it may be for that person to recover their health or for them to avoid something more catastrophic that would happen in the meantime.
Lawmakers say they'll be watching how insurance companies handle subacute mental health care to see if the legislature needs to take more action in the future. President Abraham Lincoln was killed 161 years ago today, and a Springfield museum has just acquired an artifact that was purportedly inside the Washington, D.C. theater the night of his assassination. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
It's an unassuming old wooden chair with a rattan cane seat. But according to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, it was an audience chair in use at the Ford's Theater when Abraham Lincoln was slain. Lincoln was enjoying a play with his wife Mary Todd Lincoln when stage actor John Wilkes Booth snuck up behind him and shot the 16th president in the head. Museum director Christina Schutt in a statement calls the chair a, quote, tangible link to an event that, for most people, is a few lines in a history book. The chair will be on display this summer. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Law enforcement in Carroll County is investigating after a freight train collided with a pickup truck, killing 2 people on Monday. According to the sheriff's office, the train struck the vehicle at a rail crossing on private property near the Savannah Tri-Township Airport just before 3 p.m. Investigators believe a truck pulling a boat and trailer was crossing the tracks when it was hit by a train traveling south. The Quad Cities Project Now held its 4th annual Rooting Out Poverty Conference last week in Bettendorf. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more.
The conference attracted 340 people, including from Chicago, Peoria, Iowa City, Clinton, Muscatine, and Cedar Rapids, and had the theme Reclaiming Human Dignity and Restoring Our Shared Humanity. Project Now Executive Director Reverend Dwight Ford said the event was a mountaintop experience, reflecting gains the community has made in addressing homelessness and challenges that remain, including a lack of affordable housing. An emergency shelter operated by Project Now in downtown Moline since mid-January has served over 280 people over 3 months, with the capacity at 60 beds and about 25 others placed in selected hotels. The day-long conference noted the area must work on developing a new permanent shelter.
When we start talking about the reality of the growth and the expansion of increased homelessness in the region, what this conference does is to serve as another light upon the challenge but it also welcomes new voices, new commitments, new individuals, new institutions to the work that is here.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
The I-74 Bridge pedestrian trail will be closed every night until next month for utility work beneath the bridge. Crews will need to access the pedestrian trail, which will be closed from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. The trail is expected to reopen for nighttime use on Friday, May 1st, weather permitting. This is WVIK News.